Hundreds of the faithful gathered as they do every Christmas Eve to begin the January 7th Coptic observance of Christ's birth. But there was nothing normal about the extra security around and inside St. Mark Coptic Orthodox Church Thursday night. Adel Misiha is the church spokesman.
In coordination with local police, we are watching all events and we're having additional security people as well as adding our own security people to monitor anybody coming in or leaving.
The Coptic community is on high alert worldwide after a bomb killed 23 people outside a Coptic church in Egypt on New Year's Day. The attack followed messages on websites maintained by Islamic extremists calling for attacks on Coptic churches everywhere. The terrorist act in Egypt and subsequent anti-Christian threats have dampened the joy in this year's Christmas celebration. Halim Mu'awad is a member of the board of Coptic Solidarity, a private American-based organization that works to support the Coptic minority in Egypt.
As you might guess it, we are celebrating, you know, this year with heavy hearts of sadness. Not because of our own loss, you know, of the loss of our of Coptic community, but also sadness of what's happening, you know, in our mother country. All the indications are not very promising right now.
U.S. law enforcement agencies took the threats against American Coptic churches very seriously and directed local police departments to provide extra protection to churches in their jurisdictions. Mu'awad says Egyptian-American Copts attending services Thursday night in Virginia appreciated those precautions.
The website of Al-Qaeda, they posted so many threats, and they said, you know, plainly that all Copts are legitimate, and of course, you know, that's their terminology, legitimate target wherever they are, whether, you know, in Egypt or outside of Egypt. So yes, this church is no exception. It is one of the targets. If they have a way, you know, to do any damage or to hurt us, you know, anywhere, you know, they will do it. We know that for sure.
Against this backdrop of fear and anxiety, the Coptic Church sermon conducted by Father Anthony Messiah focused on reassuring the congregation and urging them to remain calm and joyful.
Your joy no one will take from you. No one can take your joy because no one can touch you inside. Is it possible to have sorrow and joy? Yes. Is it possible to have hatred all around you and still be full of love? Yes. That's what our mission is in life.
You give unto us the spirit of sonship.
Churchgoer Mona Mikhail said she felt sad to pray under the protection of security forces because she would rather pray under the protection of God.
We celebrate Christmas with great sadness, of course, today. We are not happy because of what happened. We wished that the start of the new year was much peaceful and bring joy to all of us. But I am sure that this church and all of us are in God's hands and He's protecting us, so I really didn't have any fear.
Members of the Egyptian-American Coptic community have called on the Egyptian government to be more diligent in protecting the civil rights of the nation's Coptic minority. Some Muslim and Coptic Egyptian-Americans are joining a candlelight vigil Friday in front of the Egyptian embassy in Washington. They plan to show solidarity with Egyptians holding similar vigils all over Egypt Friday to honor the victims of the New Year's Day church attack. I am Mohammed Chinawi, VOA News, Washington.